Actually, Saturday was a very interesting day for me. You want to hear about this?
What else happened Saturday?
All right, so recently I acquired a new bicycle because I wanted to ride a lot of bicycle miles.
Is this the one you talk about a lot?
Pretty regularly, yeah.
Yeah,
it's red. It's really nice.
It's red.
It's really light. Like, I could pick it up with my pinky. It's that light. And so I was riding it on a route that I've taken before. And I was 6.5 miles away from campus, and I was only going 7.5 miles away, so I could do 15.
Right.
And this is before spring formal. Like, mm-hmm. I left at 11, maybe. And I get 6.5 miles away, and I hit this rock. And I keep going, and I feel like the bike starting to be really, really bumpy, and I'm like, uh-oh, what's wrong? So I lean back, be thinking it's just the front tire.
Yeah.
If you put too much pressure on it, it does that. And so I was like, mm-mm, this is not good. So I lean back, and nope, that didn't help it. So I got to the stop sign, and I stopped, and I felt the tire, and there's no air in it at all. And I was like, oh, that stinks. And I wasn't, like, in a really good area. I mean, if you look around, there's not really many good areas.
No, yeah, where I'm assuming you're biking, you can't really stop anywhere.
No. And so I hear this conversation over my headphones, and I was like, maybe I'll just go ask them if they have a bike pump. So I went over there. Luckily, they spoke English, and I was like, hey, do you guys have a bike pump? And he's like, No. Sorry, man. Sorry. And I was like, so is there like a gas station or anywhere nearby that would have one? He's like, yeah. Over by Mannheim. And I was like, oh, okay. So I walked back like 5 blocks with a bike, got to a tow truck company. A tow truck. They should have a bike pump, right?
Like, they have to.
No, they didn't have one.
What?
Right? Like, what? And I was like, man, this stinks. So then I keep walking, and I get to a car tire place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, okay, they have to have a bike pump. Like, there's no way in heck this place doesn't have some kind of compressed air that will help me get back on the road. And at this point, I wasn't worried about the 7.5 miles anymore. I was just like, I'm going back. Obviously, God doesn't want me to bike yet, so I'm just going to go back. And then what happens? Oh, right. There's 2 holes in my tire, so air won't stay. And I was like, this is so great. So I start walking, and then I text my friend Jackie. Actually, I texted my friend Morgan, and Morgan never responded. So I texted my RD Katie. She responded, but then I texted my friend Jackie, and she responded. Oh, maybe they're turning us down. Maybe they're turning us up.
I think they're turning it up because I gave her a look, and she was like, oh, are they talking about me?
Oh, no, man. But Jackie responded, and Jackie actually came and picked me up. But at that point, I was already to 10 miles.
Whoa.
Like, I walked 4.5 miles.
That's really good. You know, walking's actually better than running for some
reason. With a bicycle.
That's awesome.
And for part of it, I was running with a bicycle. Don't ask me how that happened.
Yeah, like an amazing workout.
Yeah, I really did. Like an all-around workout. And then there was a part in there where I was like, I'm not going to make it back. I'm actually going to die right here. I can tell you that I am pretty white. Not as white as the scuba diver in the tank, but I'm pretty white.
Were you in an area where white people are not welcome?
I don't know if they're not welcome, but there weren't anyone around. Like, I didn't see any. And then I had one headphone in, and all of a sudden, I thought to myself, I'm going to die. I'm really going to die. I had seen no one on the path, but all of a sudden, this guy's voice comes over me and, like, scares me, and I jump up. Like, I jumped. And I turn around, and it's this white guy, this white old guy. And he's like, hey, man, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. He's like, oh, okay. And I was like, it's just a flat. He goes, well, you want a new tire? I have one and a pump. And I was like, no, don't worry about it. My friend's coming to pick me up. Thanks, though.
Too bad you couldn't run into him earlier.
I know.
How things always work out. Once you have the situation solved, like the easiest possible...
he was so like, nice fix. Though. Like he was like, I'll give you this tire. You can have it. You can have this pump. Don't worry about it, man. Just have it. And I was like, man, you are the greatest guy ever. You're like my grandpa. Can I actually call you grandpa? But I didn't. I didn't do that. I didn't actually say that at all either. But then I made it.
You made it back in time.
Yeah, Jackie came to the rescue and picked me up. So thank goodness for Jackie.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend. Like, you can do all that stuff for before dances. Men can. Guys can. I was talking to one of my friends, and girls don't do that.
No, man. They're all
serious.
It's
like a whole day
thing
getting ready. Like, it was a regular day for me up until about 5:30. And then I showered and got ready, and
I think mine was about 5 because I ironed my shirt.
Okay, I wasn't counting the ironing. I was counting when I got in the shower.
Yeah, I think I got in the shower at... I had to be at the bus at 6. So mine might have started at 5 anyways.
But anyway, it was a regular day up until close to when we had to leave.
I mean, except for I don't know why I worked out. Like, why I did that?
Were you just exhausted the entire night?
No, I really wasn't.
That's good.
I've been exhausted the whole entire day today because I woke up at 4. So.
And it's Monday.
All right, so let's talk about this bracket. All right,
but before we do, that's a change of topic.
I know, right? We're jumping all over the place tonight. But before we do, let's do the promo.
You do that.
All right. So don't have time to take all the classes you need during the semester? Are you looking for an alternative opportunity to take classes and earn the credits you need? Concordia University is now offering online summer classes for students who want to get ahead. CU in the Summer Online provides students with an engaging and quality education experience without having to leave their home. Register online today at cuchicago.edu/academics/summer. CU summer dash online. That sounds like fun and all, but I gotta tell you, I would never take a class in the summer.
I'm taking 2 this summer.
It's like, that's not summer then.
See, I've kind of come to terms with the fact that once you're past, like, high school, summer's not a vacation anymore.
Yeah, I guess.
It's, like, time to work and make a lot of money.
Or go to classes.
And also, yeah, go to classes. But it's, like, just as much work, but different work.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been working, so I don't know. But still, work's different than school, I feel.
And yeah, it depends on what you do. Like, if you have cool coworkers, it's more fun, and you're getting paid to do it, so.
All right, so do you know Maxwell Baumbach?
I do. I'm a big fan of Maxwell.
Me too.
He's a great person.
Maxwell Baumbach's so great. So he has this bracket that classifies people and talks about their pet peeves of people and, like, in a relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to actually talk about some of these right now. Maxwell has the number one pet peeve as smoking.
Smoking.
Smoking. You think that's true?
Not for me, but I'm a little weird in that.
Oh, see, I would never, ever, ever date a smoker.
I don't smoke and I never will, but I love the smell of cigarette smoke. I might be alone in this world with
I
that.
I hate the smell of
cigarettes. I love that smell, though.
Ugh. All right. Also, if you're not friends with Maxwell, you need to be friends with Maxwell.
Yeah, he's like the best person you can be friends
he
with.
He is by far the coolest ginger ever. Sorry, Morgan. Sorry. But Maxwell Baumbach is pretty cool because he can grow a
pretty gross, great beard.
Yeah, pretty great red beard.
Yeah. He also might be the only person on campus that likes pro wrestling more than I do.
And he's really funny.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. I really hope he's listening because we're just giving him...
We are just kissing his butt right now.
Right. Yeah. So add him so you can vote daily. Number 2, bad hygiene.
That's huge.
Agreed with that. Agreed.
Totally agree with that.
Ugh, gross. Number 3, rude to your family.
That should be number 1. That's my number 1.
Okay. All right. Well, I agree. That's the worst. 4, unintelligent. Agreed.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Number five, materialistic.
Okay.
Number six, controlling. Okay. Number seven, bad communicator. I can't even talk. See how bad that was? Number eight, talks about their exes a lot. Number nine, dresses poorly. Number 10, talks about themselves constantly. Oh, that one should really be up there higher.
That should be, yeah.
That should really be up there higher. 11, clingy. 12, criticizes you / your interests. Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Number 13, bad eating habits. Number 14, irresponsible with money.
Oh, God, that's huge.
Number 15, unfunny.
I can't deal with that.
I feel like Maxwell just threw in 15 because he knows he's that funny.
Because he got how funny he is.
And number 16, believe this or not, this is number 16 for Maxwell Baumbach. Mouth breather.
That doesn't bother me at all, mouth breathing.
Really?
Yeah.
It can get pretty loud. I'm a mouth breather, and I know it can get pretty loud.
When you first said that, because we talked about this earlier, mm-hmm. when you first said that, I thought you were talking about sleeping.
Mm.
Like, snoring.
Nope.
But just in general, that doesn't bother me in the slightest.
All right. So Maxwell has these broken up by day, and today is smoking versus mouth breather. Which one would you rather pick?
Which one would I rather have?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, mouth breather.
You'd rather...
Which one I'd rather be with?
Yeah.
The mouth breather.
So smoking wins, because it's the biggest pet peeve.
Okay, you said that weird. Which one do I hate more?
Which one do you... Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't want to date a smoker because other people would judge them.
Okay. And then talks about their exes a lot or dresses poorly?
Probably the talk about the exes. Although, I don't even really care about that.
Ew, but if they're talking about their exes, they're really... Are they
it depends on how they're talking about it.
Are they really into you, though?
It depends on how they're talking about it.
Okay, agreed.
Because, like, I'm still
that.
Friends with all my exes from my past. So, like, when I talk about them, I don't say, like, my ex-girlfriend. I'll just be like, hey, my friend.
I see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm the same way. Like, I have friends that we dated,
mm-hmm.
But we aren't dating anymore. And, like, instead of saying, hey, my ex-girlfriend, blah, 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 I just say blah, blah, blah.
Right. And it would get obnoxious if they were always like, yeah, my ex-boyfriend, this, and we did this, this, and this, and it was really cute and stuff like that, and that was all they talked about.
Yeah.
That would really start to irritate me.
Yeah.
But.
Agreed.
If it just comes up once in a while, that I don't care.
Okay. So, yeah. I would have to agree.
Whereas bad dressing, that's just...
Oh, man, no. Nothing's worse than, like... I'm not such a big fan on mismatched socks.
Really?
Which seems really, really, really strange. But I don't know. It just seems
I don't like,
wearing
mismatched socks. I feel lopsided.
I agree. So I don't understand how some people can just be like, oh my gosh, this sock's green, this sock's orange. It's like, those don't match at all.
And they do.
For socks?
Yeah.
For socks.
I don't see a problem with green and orange socks.
I don't wear colorful socks.
I don't either. But, like,
okay, so if,
those are two colors that I feel like they mesh well together.
All right, so if you had a ankle sock and a long sock.
Well, then the ankle sock wouldn't show.
But that would bug me crazy.
That would just be weird because it's just like one sock. That's all you would see. Unless you're wearing jeans.
I mean, if you're wearing jeans, it would I would still be going, like, insane in my head.
That's, a, like, an obnoxious thing, though, to wear one long one and one short one.
Yeah.
That's obnoxious.
And then, like, I'm not big on the sweats. I try to avoid those.
Yeah.
Try to aim for the shirts with collars. So, yeah.
Do you like a girl that dresses nice?
I mean, she doesn't have to dress nice all the time because I understand life happens. And I understand, like, you're busy and, you know, it's just, like, especially at, like, at this time of our age. But, I mean, I don't want, like, a bum, you know?
See, I like girls that just wear sweats all the time.
Really?
I do.
You're like Drake? That's when they're the
prettiest? Is that what Drake says?
Yeah.
I don't like Drake. I don't want to be like Drake.
There's a... It's a song, bro.
I don't want to be like Drake.
All right. Well, Drake has a song that says that's when you're the prettiest, and he's talking about, like, girls in sweats and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would never date a smoker. So that would probably be my biggest pet peeve. But the mouth breathing, the mouth breather is really good. But I'm a mouth breather, so I think I could deal with it. Yeah. Talks to other exes a lot. And dresses poorly. Dresses poorly, though, speaks so many more words to me than just talks about their exes.
Like, why? I don't know either.
Like, it's only an 8 versus a 9, but it's a really good matchup. Like, this is the matchup right here, people. This is the matchup because, I don't know, like, looking at them all, there's obviously, like, a clear-cut winner. But this one's just so good, like...
That really could go either way.
Yeah. Yeah. Which one did you say? You said talks about their exes? And it also really depends on how Maxwell means talks about their
exes.
Yeah,
like... Because if one of her exes is, like, one of her best friends, and that just comes up a lot, I don't feel like I would mind that.
Ooh. See, I disagree with that. If I'm dating a girl who's best friends with her ex, that's, like, really fishy to me.
Why?
Because you dated, yet you're still best friends. That doesn't like, set off 7 alarms for you?
It sets off, like, 2.
Two alarms. I just feel like they're just talking, like, I don't know. It's weird. I feel like that's real weird.
I don't know.
All right, well, I just asked Maxwell, talk about their exes, what does that mean? He said they constantly bring up their past relationships.
That would get really annoying.
Whether it be complaining about them or comparing and contrasting them to you.
That would get extremely annoying. So, I now say I hate that more.
Didn't you?
I did before.
You but hated that one before.
I double my vote.
Okay. I think with Maxwell's definition, I have to lean against talks about their exes. The bad dressing, I mean, you could get over that really quickly. Yeah.
And as long as they don't look like a slob for, like, important things, who cares?
True.
Like,
true.
If you're bringing them to a wedding or something, they can, they know to dress up to that.
If they have, like, a case, yeah, if they have, like, a sense of fashion, yeah. And they wear, they know how
even
to dress up.
Even if it's not even a sense of fashion, just a sense of, you know, social etiquette. You get dressed up for nice events.
Agreed. All right, so let's move on. Unintelligent versus bad eating habits.
Oh, gosh.
And I don't know if this means, like, hey, we're going to go to a restaurant. Girls order salads, guys order whatever they want. Or if does this mean...
No, it's like if the person you're with just is constantly eating crappy food, I think.
Okay, well, then I would definitely go... Oh my gosh, that one's so hard.
What's the other one?
Unintelligent.
Oh,
I can't have... I have to have
yeah, some kind of smart conversation.
Yeah, like, no. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, so I would go... I dislike the
bad eating habits
more. Although that can be changed. Unintelligence can be.
Look at me.
You're not stupid.
I never said I wasn't. I could have started stupid, though. Like, I moved up. Unintelligent, you said that couldn't be changed. That makes sense?
Well,
say yes.
We're splitting hairs here.
Materialistic, I would agree with you. Bad eating habits, that's just no good.
I mean, I'm not the healthiest eater, but...
But it's okay to have a salad once in a while.
Yeah, I would be cool with just a chicken breast every so often.
Right. Materialistic or criticizes you / your interest.
Oh, definitely criticizes you and your interests. I hate that.
You hate it?
Yeah.
That's an upset right there, then, because you just picked the 12 over the 5.
Well, miracles happen.
And wait, you picked bad eating habits.
I don't like bad eating habits.
So they're gone. So 4 moves on.
Are they 4? Yes, 4.
And then you criticize.
I dislike
that. So materialistic moves on.
No, I think you have this backwards. We're looking for the biggest relation. Ooh, I hit the mic. The biggest pet peeve. So the pet peeve that you hate more moves on.
Oh. So smoking moves on.
Yes.
And talks about their exes.
What was that against?
Talks about their dresses poorly.
Yeah, talks about their exes moves on.
Unintelligent.
Yes.
And criticizes you, your interest. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
See, I don't have a problem with materialistic because everyone has...
Everyone's a little bit materialistic.
Right, I mean, that's...
I mean, if you meet someone who's not, I mean, that's Jesus.
Yeah, I agree. So, I'm going to say the same thing. Rude to your family or irresponsible with money?
Rude to your family.
I agree because irresponsible with money, that can change.
You can coach someone to do that. If someone's rude to your family, that means they just have no social filter and...
Yeah, that's just a that's
just
a no.
You don't
want
to be around that.
Controlling or clingy?
I would hate controlling more. Mostly only because I kind of like clingy girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I would be totally opposite with you. I would say clingy because if someone's texting me all the time, and I kind of had this conversation with a person earlier. Like, if someone's just randomly saying hey or hi, and that's all they're saying, that is so obnoxious. Because it's like, I'm admitting my life sucks, and I wish I was with you 24/7.
But isn't that kind of cute? Like, they want to be with you all the time? Not the my life sucks part. But, like, that they just want to be with you all the time? Do we have a caller on this matter?
We might have a caller right now.
Oh, I get so excited.
7 minutes left with the show. I hope it's Maxwell. Maybe they're just pulling a prank on us.
It could be. That's a possibility.
I really, though, clingy is just like, they're texting you all the time.
Is that a caller? No.
Apparently not.
No.
No, they just hung up. I don't understand right now. But clingy is just like, I'm going to text you 24/7, and...
That makes me feel good, though. It makes me feel wanted.
Yeah, but sometimes it just gets so annoying, like... You're like, sometimes you can't be with your phone all the time.
Right, and then you don't answer, and you say, hey, I couldn't answer. And if they don't understand that, they're insane.
That would be clingy.
There's a difference between clingy and insanity, though.
There's a fine line between it. I'm telling you, man.
Because I am with my phone, like, 100% of the time.
Yeah, but when you're the CEO of... Huntley, you're not going to be able to be with your phone for 24/7.
I don't think we're talking about when I'm the CEO of Huntley.
We're talking about right now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm controlling's fine by me, I guess.
But what if she, like, just doesn't want you to ever go out ever with anyone except for her?
I guess that's fine. I mean, that's kind of clinging, though, too, right?
They're very similar things.
Morgan has picked up that phone 7 times right now. So if you're calling in, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's wrong.
She's really, I think, just saying no.
You're not calling. You're not going to take any more time. These guys are done. Okay, so a bad... Okay, so who are you sending on out of that?
Well, I like clingy more. So the other one.
Controlling.
Controlling, I think.
Is
I have
worse.
That moving. Is worse, yes.
Okay. Bad communicator or talks about themselves constantly.
That's another good one.
I really don't like when people talk about themselves constantly.
I really hate people that don't communicate.
That I do too. But, like, when you...
No, okay, you know what? No, I agree. I like... I would take someone that is... That talks... No, I would take someone that's... What are the two options again?
Bad communicator.
I would take a bad communicator over someone who talks about themselves.
Like, there's some people that can turn anything and everything you say about themselves.
And there are some people that don't even turn it into it. They just bring themselves up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'll be telling stories about something, and they'll be like, well, yeah, and I did
this. I went to McDonald's. Like, what?
Yeah, I got a cat. And everyone's like, no one cares.
Agreed. So that one has to go on.
Yeah.
Bad hygiene or unfunny?
Oh. See, it should be just bad hygiene. Because it's gross.
But I
hate people with no sense of humor. Is it a call? We have a caller? Well, does she know how to put it through?
I don't. Oh, maybe. Are you there? Caller, no. Are you there?
Now we stuck with that tone. She just hung up on him.
All right, well, apparently we don't have a caller right now, but hopefully they're coming in soon. So I would agree, bad hygiene has to move on here. Like,
oh, no, I think unfunny might have to move on.
Oh, no.
I can't stand people with no sense of humor.
Yeah, but I have such a strong nose that, oh, gosh, any foul smell.
Is bad breath? Do we have time for a caller at this point?
I don't know.
We have 4 minutes.
I don't know. Let's try. Let's
do it.
Hello?
Nope, never done.
I don't know what's wrong.
Right, if you're trying to call in, sorry, we're having issues. We have no idea.
Text one of us.
Yeah.
And text us or Facebook message us in like the next 4 or 5 seconds. 4.5 seconds. I have such a strong nose. Bad hygiene is like the top of the list, I feel.
But that's another thing that you could totally change and coach. Like,
you could totally coach.
You can't change
unfunny.
Someone who doesn't have a good sense of humor. Trust me, I tried. It doesn't happen.
Not a good sense of humor, but you can eventually tell them how to tell jokes.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
That's something that you have to like just develop on your own. You can't coach that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we all have a but like
being funny is a real
sense
skill.
Of funniness in us.
No, yeah, exactly. It's a real skill that you just have to.
What? We got a caller. Hello?
Hello, is Jake Wallace there?
No, Jake Wallace is not here.
Where is he?
He's gone.
He doesn't do this show anymore.
What?
What?
Who is
what,
this?
Jake Wallace doesn't do this show anymore?
No.
Where is he?
Probably in his room.
Yeah, in his room in Missouri.
In Missouri?
Yeah.
Where did he go?
Missouri.
To school?
What?
What?
Why?
I don't know.
What's Jake Wallace's favorite color?
Good question.
Blue, maybe?
Blue?
Is it blue? Is it blue?
Maybe you should try improving your show and bring Jake Wallace back.
What is this character you're doing?
I'm a confused person, and I don't know what character I'm doing.
This guy sounds like Sandy.
Are you a man or a woman?
What would you like to do?
I would, because you're scaring me.
All I'm saying is bring back Jake Wallace to the show.
Well, you're going to have to talk to him about that.
I mean, yeah, he's going to have to, yeah. We don't have any control over that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Hey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Also, I would like to put in a song request.
Okay.
Can you please play Jake Wallace?
I think we could work that out, yes.
Okay. Have a good evening.
You too.
I would really like to know who that was.
I really don't care. So yeah, this has been the episode of the Jake and Joe Show.
Yep.
We'll be back next week to try to finish this bracket out.
Yeah, hammer that guy out.
Yeah, and to cover all other athletic events that go on over spring break. If you go home, travel safe.
Easter break.
What'd I say?
You said spring break.
Oh, if you travel safe. If you travel home, travel safe, and go Cougars.
Yeah.
See you guys next week. It's
little and sorry won't make this right. It's too late to fight. It ends tonight. We'll be right back. that's my fun day. My I don't have to run day. It's just another manic Monday.
It's 10:45. Current temperature 39.
Silent shroud of snow. I am a rock. I am an rock. that fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. Protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing grip quickly. Fix me, can you read the signs? Thumbing your way to Vegas dirty and dreaming of the other side. Save your tears and laughter because it doesn't matter what you find.
time I saw you, you turned away.
I couldn't see with the sun shining in my eyes.
I said hello, but you kept on walking.
I'm going deaf from the sound of the freeway.
The last time I saw you, you turned away.
I couldn't hear with your voice ringing in my ears.
Do you remember where we used to sleep at night?
I couldn't feel you.
I'm D.
I'm Chris.
We're from Scarmondo, and you're listening to WCGR
88.5 FM.
Your underground music revolution. And your mom's.